Chapter 19 If the Marionette had been told to wait a day instead of 20 minutes, the time could not have seemed longer to him. He walked impatiently to and fro, and finally turned his nose toward the Field of Wonders. And as he walked with hurried steps, his heart beat with an excited tick-tack, tick-tack, just as if it were a wall clock, and his busy brain kept thinking, "What if, instead of 1,000, I should find 2,000? Or, if instead of 2,000, I should find 5,000? Or 100,000? I'll build myself a beautiful palace, with 1,000 stables filled with 1,000 wooden horses to play with, a cellar overflowing with lemonade and ice cream soda, and a library of candies and fruits, cakes and cookies." Thus amusing himself with fancies, he came to the field. There he stopped to see if, by any chance, a vine filled with gold coins was in sight. But he saw nothing. He took a few steps forward, and still nothing. He stepped into the field. He went up to the place where he had dug the hole and buried the gold pieces. Again nothing. Pinocchio became very thoughtful, and, forgetting his good manners altogether, he pulled a hand out of his pocket and gave his head a thorough scratching.